my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. Thursday today. I hope you're having a good day. 11th day of the month. Let's see, Ethan, this month there's 30 days. We're already past one-third. Yesterday was one-third of the month. And my goodness, how things are flying. We're getting ready around here. We have a kindergarten graduation. We have eighth grade graduation, 12th grade graduation. We have college graduation. We have master's graduation. And the college is first. And that date, when is that, Brother Ethan? It's on the 8th of May, less than 30 days away. And we have to get the great grad week before us, and graduation and finals. Oh, that's going to be great. And our master students present their thesis. Oh, my goodness. Big times around here, exciting times. And I hope that you're enjoying the work of God. Hope you're enjoying the position you have in life as a man, as a woman, as a husband, as a wife, as a mother, as a dad, as a grandparent, as a new worker in the journey of life, or a retired person. Don't sit around as a grump. Well, back in my day, I'll tell you what. No. Back in your day, you went to school in barefoot in the snow, uphill both ways, to school and to home. Come on. I know. The athletes sing for us today. Apparently they know something. Let's see what they know.
I am on a journey to a land so bright and fair, where there is a place prepared for me. It started at an altar, down on my knees in prayer. Jesus came and set me free.
I know,
Jesus came and saved my soul. Now I'm on my way to heaven where the milk and honey flow.
I know.
If you haven't met the Savior, or perhaps you've lost your way, take some good advice from me. Just let the Spirit lead you to the rugged cross today. You'll find blessed victory.
I know.
Jesus came and saved my soul. Now I'm on my way to heaven where the milk and honey flow. I know.
Well, they must know. I know too. I know that I've been born again. I know I'm a child of the King. I know I have a place called heaven reserved for me. I know that. Well, praise God for this day of February. I do that all the time. The other day, I caught myself talking about Easter on the broadcast, and I almost said Thanksgiving. I don't know why I do that, but I didn't say it. You know, I said Easter. And well, it's good to be here on July 4th today. Okay, how about Proverbs 11? We're speaking all this week about wisdom. In my Bible, in the book of Proverbs, and I've given our students for this year, every month, words to look for in the book of Proverbs. For example, the word, anything that deals with wealth, and I've asked them to underline in a certain color, whatever they choose. Mine, every time there's money in the Bible, I underline it in green and put a dollar sign. But in the book of Proverbs, there's under wealth, money, riches, rich, gold, silver, treasure, treasures, merchandise, merchants, poor, steal, substance, usury. There's 160 times something about money. 160 times about money. Now, I've given them words, and one word is wise or wisdom or wiser, and I have it underlined in yellow. And so I'm in Proverbs chapter 11 today, right after the song the Revival Trio sings for us today, Sailing Away. I like this song. I love these people that sing for us.
The waters are smooth and the sailing seems so easy. Oh, but things haven't always been this way. For I have seen the billows roll, bringing storm clouds to my soul. But Jesus has always been my stay.
This being the 11th day of the month, we're in Proverbs 11. As we turn there, wisdom, listen to this statement here. Wisdom teeth are those at the extreme end of the jaws, which do not make their appearance till people and persons have come to years of discretion. That's an important statement. That's a good statement. I have a preacher friend. He and I are almost exact same age. And he said years ago, he said, I used to tell my children when they're young, your jaws are on overload. That's a good statement right there. Your jaws are on overload. Wisdom teeth. You know what? Here's a statement. A wise old owl sat in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Let's try to imitate that bird. That's a good statement. Here is Proverbs 11 today, and I bring your attention to verse 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Proud people do not have wisdom. Proud people do not hear. The Bible gives us all, this would be a good study for all of us, myself especially. Pride, people with pride, they don't hear instruction. They don't receive instruction. They don't receive correction. Proud people are always right. Never, I'm getting excited about it. I'm going to preach a message on this real soon because I need this for me. And if I need it, I guarantee it. My church needs it. What the lowly is wisdom. You have a battle with authority. You have a battle with your parents. You have a battle with your boss. You're always right. You never can be corrected. No one can say anything. And by the way, no one does because they know you're not going to listen anyway. You don't have a lowly heart. Our Lord had a lowly heart. He washed the feet of the disciples. Look what it says over here in verse number 12. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. Look what the scripture says over here in verse number, verse number 29. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. Listen to it. And the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. Verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. I have a statement here about President McKinley. When President McKinley took the oath of office as president of the United States, he placed his lips on these words, "Give me now wisdom and knowledge. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people that's so great." Here is a man, though advanced to really the highest honor possible politically, yet he felt so impressed of his need to know God and have wisdom. You cannot be the president of the United States without wisdom. You cannot be the pastor without wisdom. You cannot be the parent without wisdom. You cannot be the right mate without wisdom. You cannot be the right Sunday school teacher, the bus worker. You cannot anything in life, whether it's in the ministry or with your family, what you cannot be what you should be until we come to the point where we say that wisdom is my principal thing. I need to get wisdom. I need to find myself just absorbed with getting discernment, and wisdom comes from God. It doesn't come from man. It doesn't come from a college. It does not come from a textbook. It doesn't come through rupees or riches. It comes to those that humble themselves and say, God, I need wisdom today. You know, I don't know how you feel about your station in life, but mine is so big in the fact of trying to be a husband and be, first of all, being a Christian and then being a husband and being a father and a grandfather. And it's so it's bigger than I am. I don't know how to do all these things properly. I don't. You say, well, you're being humble. I'm not being humble at all. There's pride in all of us. I'm just telling you, I understand. I do not know how to pastor a church without the help of God. Most of the time I need to keep my mouth sealed. I'm not talking about with Bible doctrine. I'm just saying with people. You got to be very careful. And our Father today, every station of life that we put up the hat on, may we lead in that position with wisdom. I pray that we be very, very patient to understand what your will is. May we be slow with our words and very ambitious with wisdom. May we ask for it, plead for it, because we realize your word says you'll give wisdom to them that ask. Give us that discernment today on the pathway of life is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.